Hey. Thanks again for coming back to my crazy podcast, Dating Funnies. It is the first week of May. Happy Cinco de Mayo Day. Happy May Day. I didn't see too much of all the riots and stuff on May 1st that we typically get here in the Seattle area. But then again, I'm not watching the news anymore. I kind of graze at TikTok and Twitter to kind of see what's going on. Anyway, let's get to the gist of the reason why I'm here today. So I remembered an old Beatles song many years ago that kept popping up in my head. And it kind of resonates with my life or my world as I see it. Maybe it'll resonate with yours too. The song was Got to Get You Into My Life. And some of the lyrics are, I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Isn't that what we're all doing when we get on dating apps, dating websites? We're taking a ride. We don't know what we'll find there. And then we hope, as the song says, then I suddenly see you. Did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run. You didn't lie. You knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again. For I told you, you were meant to be near me, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Is that not true for many of us? I kind of put that on a couple of dating sites just to kind of see, if people would resonate towards that. Because I feel like that every time I try to do something, I never know what I'm going to find there. Speaking of which, I want you guys to email me, each and every one, and say thank you, thank you, thank you. The reason why I want you to say thank you is because I just saved you some money. I took one for the team. I went ahead and signed up on that dating site called Seeking, SEEKING.com, where it used to be younger women for older men, and you paid for sex. PPM, pay per meet. And they kind of got away from that and said, no, our site is not about that, because the site was infiltrated with escorts and women that work for a living, as they call it. So then they got away from that too and said, no, you cannot talk on our website about PPMs or weekly or daily or monthly allowances. It's not allowed. This is a luxury lifestyle. And that's really the sugar daddy, sugar baby thing that I've known over the years. It's an older man with a younger woman, what we used to call May-December relationship, whereas the older man brings many things to the table besides money, but he brings, maturity, in most cases, hopefully. He brings certainly money. He brings a whole new way of life for the younger person to accept into theirs, and of course, the younger man's looking for this new energy, of this new way of looking at the world too, that as I used to put is, I want to inspire someone to be more with me in their life than they were without me, and I want to do the same thing for them. But what I continue to run into, sadly, people in my own age grouping, hey, we've all been down the path of this thing called life. We've been tarred and feathered, hung out to dry, trampled on, thrown, and somewhere along the way, we lose our self-worth. Or we finally get to the point where we're totally content with being single, which is how I am. I mean, you've heard my journey a little bit about renting a room in my house. And as I reflect back, I've done that from time to time. And the last few times I've done it, it's turned out to be a nightmare. And sadly, the last three people have been women, and the fourth was a man. And it's oh my gosh, it's just, I got to hit my setup against the head. It's like, what am I doing? This is absolutely crazy. So, but going back to this seeking.com, so I signed up, made a profile. Now, I didn't pay for it. Now, if you're a college woman and you have your email address ends with EDU, so that they know that you're actually going to college, if you're 19, 20, 21 years old, you actually get on that site for free. So you younger women, if you happen to listen to this podcast, you can get on there, see if you can't meet an older man, whatever you define as old, that has the ability to take you on vacations, buy you dinners, buy you clothes, help you with your day-to-day living expenses and create a relationship as opposed to a casual meet, greet, and fun dates. But that's always an option too. So I set up my profile and, you know, I just kind of let it hang there. I can look at pictures, but I can't respond to anybody's emails. I can't send any emails. So I kept watching over a week's time. It grew to 135 emails. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I took a ride. I didn't know what I'd find there. So, okay, let's see if I find a like mind there. And I wrote the ad in such a way that I wasn't looking for PPMs, for allowances. I was looking for a long-term relationship defined as May, December. Of course, I went ahead and paid the money. It's $100 a month. I chose to pay for only 1 month just to see again, because I've done it before in the past with no success. In the past where they all wanted money. I think I'm in the wrong business, because the amount of money some of these people wanted was just off the chart. I had one lady a couple years ago, she wanted $10,000 a month. Well, I guess if I was a multi-billionaire, I guess what's $10,000 a month? But oh my gosh, seriously? Seriously. She says that's what she's used to getting. Now I find that hard to believe. Because people with high net worth, unless the money is just off the chart like that, billions of dollars, they've worked hard to get it. They value a dollar more so than most people think. So, you know, as Forrest Gump used to say, stupid is what stupid does. Yeah, there's plenty of people. It's a crazy world out there. But what had happened is I'd gotten on there, and even though I set my parameters to within 15 miles of where I live, using my zip code, I would say 95% of all those emails waiting for me were from different countries, different states. I mean, some from China, some from California, some from Canada, some from Ukraine, all over the place. I was like, oh my gosh. And then what few, I thought, okay, well, I'll reach out to the people from LA and from Canada and you know, from New York. Every one of them started the conversation alluding that they were in my area, only to find out that they weren't. And then, of course, they want me to go to WhatsApp or Telegram, different apps so they can chat, get my contact information. And lucky for me, I use a fake phone number because I can't have people interfering with my day-to-day business. And then, of course, 90% of them, they want to be paid from the first time you meet them, even for coffee. Now, if someone said, hey, look, if I was trying to pursue women in their 20s, they say, look, I need a babysitter to meet you, I'd pay for the babysitter. Why wouldn't I? But I'm not going to pay a babysitter and pay them $400, $500, $600 to go meet for coffee. That's just not my style. I even put that in my profile. Don't, you know, I'm not a checkbook. I'm not an ATM machine. Don't come at me with wanting money out of the gate. I'm not going to spend money and send money to people that I don't know. Several wanted me to send money through Cash App just to meet them. Their little tribute for their time. And I get it. It takes women, if they were to put some effort into it, to do your hair, do your nails, want to show up, look nice. But in the past, when I've met people, they've showed up in their sweats. And I've never paid anyone to meet me, and I refuse to do so. But I thought, well, if nothing else, we'll have some content in which to bring to you folks and share your thoughts. So my opinion, Seeking.com is a scam. And you know, if they get 1 million people to pay them $100 a month, you know, I'm in the wrong business. That's $100 million a year. Holy, a month, $100 million a month. I could use that kind of coin. Then maybe I would pay $10,000 a month. I don't know. I don't recommend it. Most of them are not where they're from, what they say on the site. And if you watch it, one lady I was talking to ever so briefly, very nice lady in her mid-40s, from New York, and I thought, great Scott, how am I going to do New York? And then a week goes by, and she's in Wichita, Kansas, and a few days later, she's down in Florida. It's like, all right, there's a moving target here. I don't trust it. I don't trust to know what they're saying. And my search has been from 35 plus. I don't want to be with kids. I don't want anyone that's married. I just thought, what the heck? I took a ride. I didn't know what I'd find there. Hopefully, I'd find the same type of mind there. So far, not so much. Anyway, for guys, it's a waste of money. For women, I don't know what it costs if you're not a student, but I'm sure as a woman, it's probably less than what a man pays. And then what is interesting too, the abuse you get on that site, because they put what they want, I put what I want, and then I get emails like the one I got that says, I'm just a boring old man that obviously I have nothing to do. Well, okay, well, that's one way to win points. So I blocked her. Why would you come at somebody like that? You're on the side. You're trying to convince somebody to do something. And because I don't agree with the way you think, you want to cancel me, huh? Just throw me to the thing. I mean, to me, I don't take the things personally. I just kind of rude behavior. Even if it's on a regular dating app, where I meet someone, like I talked about that one lady I met for a date through a matchmaker site, where she wouldn't even look at me, wouldn't talk to me for 15 minutes. I finally got up and said, hey, this date's over. She's panicked. Well, what am I going to do? I don't care what you're going to do. I'm not going to sit here and have you not talk to me, not look at me. And then I figure, is this a date we're having or not? This is absolutely crazy that I'm being treated this way. So, nope, not me. Now, I did see on a few things I'll bring up, I've been hearing on TikTok, where I see certain things all the time. This one lady in her 50s, she's got a huge, major red flag saying that, hey, if you are this, I'm not dating you. And basically, what she's referring to is deadbeat dads. As far as I'm concerned, any deadbeat parent that walks away, that gets a divorce, and whether they're told by the courts or not, to help supplement the other spouse's income so they can raise the kids. If that's the case, I don't want to date them either, because what they did to them, they'll do to me. I mean, my ex-wife, she's still with a guy, and he might be a great guy, but you know, even when he turned 65, it wasn't until last year he finally decided to go ahead, when he was close to 70 now, go ahead and apply for his Social Security checks. And the reason why he didn't do it 5-6 years ago is because he knew that they would deduct a good portion of that money every month to make up what he owed in child support payments when he was married and his wife was raising their young daughter. His daughter now is older. She's got a grandchild. She wants nothing to do with her dad. Now, part of it's probably the poison that her mom said to her as she's growing up, but it's also maybe she saw her mom struggling, and dad was nowhere to be found. He is working under the table in construction, hiding his money so he wouldn't have to pay for any child support. I always get a chuckle at why men do that, and I get that in some cases the outcome of the courts are not fair. So, and they take almost all your money. But to make the assumption that whatever money you give them for child support, you think the ex-wife, ex-partner should pay every little nickel on education, well, part of that's got to pay for a roof over their head, pay for the food that they get fed, get paid for the gas hauling them from one event to the next, for sporting activities, after-school activities, school materials. You guys just really, you need to slow down a little bit and see what the day-to-day challenges are on that. And if you're going to try to hide and not pay, to me it speaks volumes of your character. She also goes on to say, and I agree with this completely, is, man, if you have any addictions, I think this is a major red flag for all of us. Alcohol, prescription drugs, gambling, sex, those are all deal breakers. What the heck? Can't we come at this being a little bit more healthier? I mean, I keep hearing about people running into people that just got out of a 30-year marriage. They think they're ready to start dating a month after they get divorced or a month after their spouse dies. And then you add to that addictions of alcohol and drugs and stuff. Wow, those are total deal breakers, as is lying. I mean, yeah, we all tell white lies all the time, but to be flagrant about your lies, it's just that I don't want to be around people that are liars, that absolutely lie to your face and think you're that stupid, you don't know what's going on. Case in point, of course, always. I've got a case in point all the time. So this current renter I've chatted about on many occasions sent her an email saying that I was giving her termination notice. I wanted to end the month-to-month renting the room in my house. And, you know, Frank, I'm just tired of the whole situation because there's so many layers of saying. I'll just tell you about this recent one. Just added insult to injury. And, of course, I send the text because the agreement was that on any notice via email, text or in handwritten note, if either party gave 30-day notice to terminate within, and it had to be given like the first moment of the beginning of the month, which is what I did, she didn't respond to my text message. So, okay, so I don't have anything on my phone that tells me if it's red or not. I don't have an Apple phone. So I sent her an email. Figured I'd follow it up, have a paper trail. Waited a day, no response. So I printed up my notice and stuck it on her front, on her door of her room. Took a picture of it so that way nobody could say I never gave it to her. The picture of the note sitting on her door. I get home that night, she's got it. Doesn't say shit to me. The next day, she knows I go to bed about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. The next day at about almost 10 o'clock at night, she texts me. I got your email and the note. I don't feel like talking about this tonight because I just had a really bad day in court for my divorce. I thought, well, that's interesting. She waits almost 2 days to even respond. You know, ignoring me is a control mechanism. She's trying to control this outcome and thinks that she'll get the upper hand on me and use that maybe as leverage. I mean, she's every day continued to be more, I know I'll screw up the word again, but narcissistic behavior. And so she's going to get back at me. And she's and then she goes on to say in that same text, I don't appreciate you being so blunt. Okay. I wasn't blunt. I was just giving you your notice. So I responded the next morning. Hey, thank you. I appreciate the response. And you know, I gave her until the end of June to move out. And her response was, I'll move out at the end of May. Okay. Well, you're not going to hurt me, but I think this is her mechanism in which to try to hurt me. So again, we talked about this last month, or last few weeks ago when I was down here. When you have gone through the courts for a divorce, all your records are public. Unless the court decides to keep private your financial records or anything that could really create harm. So I thought, well, I'm going to look up her court case again, because the last time I looked, her court date wasn't until June 26th. So I go back on there, and there's nothing that is due until June 26th for a court. There's no filings due. There's no meeting set up. She doesn't have an attorney on file. So she flat out lied about it was a terrible day for her because of her court for divorce. Bald-faced lied to me. And I'm the kind of guy that, you know, I'm merely going along my way. But when you say or do something that strikes me as not being true or doesn't seem to be true, then I'm going to pause. Now, I don't care if you're if we're friends, you can say whatever you want to say. But if it's going to affect me and how I look at you, especially if you're renting a room from me and how I view that, it's problematic. I now can no longer trust you. So so now I'm back to, I've been really thinking hard about this. Is I think, you know, I've rented the room out on occasion from time to time, and I've finally came to the conclusion today, May 5th, that, yeah, I think I'm just best to live alone. I think that's just best to have that. I don't like, you know, I'm in a situation in my life, I don't have all this drama and all this kickback on things, other than a few things that my son and I can't seem to get along with. But, you know, we'll work through those, you know. The, you know, just family dynamics, just trying to get things on board. But at least we're both working towards it, because we want the best for both of us for a good ending result for everybody. But certain cases like this, I mean, man, if I find out that you're a mom that ran away from your kid, you have addictions, you lie to me, yay. It's just, oh, so much. Now, let's go back to my client that I worked with. I think I said this a couple weeks ago, I'm not sure, but I decided to send her a text and just say hi, see how she's doing with her new home and stuff. It had been a couple of months since I'd chatted with her, and I typically follow up with customers every now and then. I mean, and she sent me back in text and said, hello, it's so nice to hear from you. So I thought, wow, okay. So I kind of said it was nice to hear from her too, and blah, 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 about her projects and stuff. And I said, well, you know, let me know when you're available. It'd be nice, let's do lunch. It'd be nice to see you again. And then she went dark on me again. So I'm trying to get out into the wild. I met her in the wild. She's a past client of mine in the wild. You know, I sold her home 17, 18 years ago. She knows who I am. We kind of flirted, I thought, back and forth when her home was on the market, and I was telling her all the things I was doing. She was, wow, you sound like the type of guy I'm looking for. You should introduce me. And I thought that was a cue. Maybe she's expecting me to pick up the phone and call her. That I'm hesitant because I don't want to be rejected. And her ex-husband's a friend of mine. So I don't know. I like him. Oh, and let's go back. Well, let's not go back. I saw something else on TikTok that every holiday season I always put out a little deal just for shit and giggles called Rent a Boyfriend. Rent a boyfriend for the holidays. You know, there's a certain price if I just show up and say I'm your boyfriend. And then if I show up at a different price, you have to feed me and I tell stories. And at a different price, you feed me and I get to go take home a plate and I bring a gift. I tell stories about how we met. It's kind of funny. People kind of funny. Funny in all things there. So once again, it goes back to that age-old thing, you know. I took a ride. I didn't know what I'd find there, right? But before I get into this last thing I want to talk about, I don't know if anyone out there is like me, but, you know, people always ask me for my relationship status. So now I tell them, I say, look, well, in 2017, I was single. In 2018, I was single. In 2019, I was single. 2020, yep, I was single. 2021, yep, I was single that year too. 2022, yep, I was single then too. 2023, oh yeah, for sure single. And I'm still single now, 2024. You know what I call that? I call that stability. I'm stable. I'm a very stable guy. I haven't even dated since 2017, I don't think. I haven't got on any dates. I've gone to meetup meetings, but I haven't got on any official dates. I haven't got laid since then either. People think, oh, he's just out on the sly. He's getting laid. I'm not getting nothing. I'm doing stuff at work and at home, and I've just kind of buried my head into all of that. So I'm going to try this next thing, though. I think it's a good idea. I see what you think. I saw on TikTok some guy was going up to a woman, at a cafe or coffee shop and said, excuse me, are you taking applications? She's like, applications? Yeah, are you taking applications for a boyfriend? Because if you are, I'd like to apply. And they just kind of look at me. He pulls out his resume and says, look, here's my resume of why I would be such a good boyfriend. Take a look at it, and if you have any interest, here's my contact information. In this particular case, she started walking away. She goes, oh, hold on, wait. Why don't we sit down and go through the interview process now? Maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll do the boyfriend application. See how that works for me. Maybe I'll get thrown in jail. I don't know. Of course, where do you go? I had some people invite me to go out one night and, you know, downtown Bellevue, which is a suburb of Seattle. Go to the W Club. Go to some of the other, this one place at Lincoln Center where you can bowl and you can drink and dance and stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, I could go, but those things are more for 20, 30, 40, 50-year-olds, not a 70-year-old. My audience is having early dinner at IHOP with a pancake house, and they're home in bed by 7. I'm almost there. I get in bed by 9:30. But so I don't think I'd fit in at all if I went to someplace in the east side of Seattle to see people. I mean, they're all way too young for me. You know, one or two drinks and I'm done for the night anyway. Anyway, what are your thoughts, huh? Help me, help me, help me, help me. I need some help here. I think the only woman in my life right now that I care about the most is my granddaughter. I love my granddaughter. She turned out to be a great little baseball player. She's very smart. Love having communication with her. She's fun to be around with, as is my grandson. So I hope each and every one of you are doing well. I'd love to get your input, your advice, your thoughts. You can reach me at datingfunnies, DatingFunnies at gmail.com. I look forward to hearing you and your stories. Oh, and the last thing, Lisa, if you're listening, you were supposed to help me on my challenge. You've ghosted me. Lisa wrote me an email, said she'd help me with this situation I have. She'd get right back to me. I think she's found another man. Yeah, she lives on the East Coast. I'm over here on the West Coast. You know, so what? She promised me that she would help me. Where are you, Lisa? Come on, come clean now. What are you doing? You guys have a great week. Until next time, this is Dating Funnies.